Congress here will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
It's Outside the Box Wednesday, and where is Ty Bollinger now? I know he's outside the box, but boy, good Lord, which hotel? Who knows? We got it going on. He's getting cancer cures out from all over planet Earth.
It's a whirlwind tour, Robert. It started, last Sunday, a week and a half ago. My cameraman and I flew out from San Antonio to Atlanta, and then we headed on up the East Coast, interviewed Dr. David Jockers, Dr. Veronique Desaunier, some cancer survivors, Courtney and Kevin Campbell. We made it up past A.J. Lanigan in Columbia. That was fun.
Yes.
And then, Monday morning, Reggie with Better Way Health met us for breakfast before we got going on this thing, and that was really nice to see Reggie.
Nice.
And we went to see AJ, Marilyn, and the people at Transfer Point. They were just so hospitable to us. And I thought about you, RSB.
Yeah.
After the interview with AJ, and then AJ, by the way, he has a weekly radio show up there in Columbia, so he took me over to the station, and I was able to interview live on their FM station. They interviewed me about cancer, which was fun.
Cool.
Changed places there, changed roles. But we got back to the studio there, the office at Transfer Point. They had a huge spread of organic, raw, vegan recipes that they, there's a brand new restaurant that had just opened down the street in downtown Columbia, South Carolina, as AJ likes to say.
Yeah.
And boy, it was just, it filled the table. There was a conference table there in their office, and they filled it with organic, raw vegan food. It was amazing. I thought about you.
Well, think about Columbia, South Carolina. It's not known as the hotbed of raw vegan culinary delights, so I'm delighted to hear it's going everywhere.
It's not, but it was really nice of them. Just really hospitable. You know, they definitely showed us some southern hospitality. So we had a great time there, and then we had to head out. That was just the second day. And by mid-afternoon, we headed on up to North Carolina, and guess where we went to?
All right, in North Carolina, that was where, last week when we interviewed you, you were at Dr. Bittar's place.
Dr. Bittar's, oh, that's right, I forgot we interviewed. Yeah, we did the radio show from there. So, yeah, we went to see Dr. Bittar and had a great time there interviewing him. And let me tell you, over this project, I've learned that some people are, you know, more apt at communicating than others. As far as, you know, on a live, not a live, but on a TV type interview, you know, kind of an investigation.
Sure.
Bittar was phenomenal. As much as it kills me to...
Oh, man, he won't believe that you're saying this. But, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up. And I think it's good for everybody to learn, because it's not only about having the knowledge that people have that you're interviewing. It's the ability to communicate that in a way that reaches and lands. But it also is a testament to your ability, too, to interact with them, to bring out this kind of information in a video format. So have you been having to pull a lot of teeth, or for the most part, this has been flowing? Because it's a whole new project for you.
Yeah, it's a whole new project. You know, it's been really flowing well. I really feel like we're on a mission from God.
Yes.
To quote Bill Murray, as it was. I really think this is a mission that we were destined to do, and to help get the word out about the truth about cancer. But some people are just better than others, and every interview has gone well, and I haven't really been having to pull teeth, but Dr. Bittar was phenomenal. I mean, I literally walked out of that interview, and I talked to Alan, my cameraman, and said, wow, I mean, that was amazing. And he just looked at me and said, I'm learning so much. I mean, Alan is learning so much just by filming and just picking up knowledge that he didn't know anything about this 10 days ago.
Right, right.
He's getting an education, and he's on board now with the mission. He said, this is going to change the world. So many people are going to learn that there are things you can do, and then just from different perspectives, different people that have different takes and, you know, different skill sets and knowledge base. It's all coming together.
All right.
Really.
Let me just remind everybody, special edition of Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger. He is so on the road, and I can't wait for him to kind of get a couple of days downtime before he has to hit the road again. And I believe we're going to get together as well soon to talk some more about this on camera. So I'm going to have to, like, shave and get my hair done or something.
Yeah, we'll be together this next weekend. I'll be coming down to Florida Saturday night late, and we'll be seeing you Sunday and Monday, so that will be fun to get together. We'll get some shots, post them up on Facebook and on your website to prove that RSP and TMD were together again.
That's right.
But Dr. Buttar just did fantastic, just incredible knowledge, and, you know, he's lived it. He's lived this for the last couple decades, and he's just an articulate man, and so we just had a great time down there. And then one of the interesting things that I got to do while I was there in Huntersville was to go see Abi, who's his son, that was autistic, and that Dr. Buttar cured. And so those that don't know the story, I've outlined it in Cancer Step Outside the Box, but Abi was vaccinated. Dr. Buttar did not know that his former wife vaccinated Abi. And she didn't do it despite him. She just did it because the pediatrician said to do it, and she didn't consult Dr. Buttar. And he was vaccinated and was full-blown autistic within, you know, a period of days. Dr. Buttar implemented his protocol of heavy medication and hyperbaric oxygen and all these other detoxifying agents, and Abi reverted back to just becoming completely normal. Well, now he's not just normal. He's 2 years running the United States karate champion at his age.
Hmm.
He's about, I think, 14 or 15. So I actually went to the dojo and saw Dr. Buttar. He was one of the judges. They were sparring, and I got a chance to watch Abi. And, I mean, this kid is phenomenal. I mean, you don't think of a formerly autistic kid, you know, balancing on one foot and hopping across a little karate ring, you know, 8 or 10 times and kicking a guy 8, 10 times in the head and never losing his balance. I mean, this was just phenomenal to see. I got a chance to shake Abi's hand, and it was really, really good for me.
Awesome. Yeah, well, this has been a big story for us as we cover the real-life trials and tribulations and difficulties of the families that have been impacted by vaccines and the injuries coming from them. You know, whether it be our focal point with what Dr. Buttar does, and we do on Advanced Medicine Monday for chelating out the metals, the mercury, or a lot of the what we call the canamoms and canadads out there integrating a plant that God created, hemp, cannabis, marijuana, whatever you want to call it. And by the way, we included that information in Unlock the Power to Heal, unlockthepowertoheal.com, TMBRSB together in book form. But these are the stories that are, I'd say, epic, you know, in the recovery. But the journey along the way, man, filled with tears and emotions and just outrage as well, as you see all of the things you're covering. You wrote about it in Cancer Step Outside the Box, but also all of the things that you're covering with this cancer documentary, if you will, or reality show, that there are so many ways to get out of this mess. Although the old media is not really supportive of what we're doing, they are ultimately coming around because everybody is leaving them to do the things we've been revealing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that as we talk to people on planes, talk to TSA agents, had a couple of good conversations with TSA agents about what we're doing. And it's interesting, they all know. Everyone that we've talked to thus far, that we tell about the project and what's going on, they say, you know what? I just sensed that they had cures and they weren't selling us. Everyone. I have not encountered one person, and I'm not exaggerating, not one person that hasn't said, you know what, you're onto something. I know they're holding stuff from us. So it's really resonating with people. Here's something else that was interesting that we were able to do at RSP that when we were in Dr. Buttar's. He's got, you know, he treats cancer patients, but he also treats autistic patients, as we just talked about. Well, we had a couple of, there were several families in there that were undergoing treatments for autism for their child. And so since we had the, you know, all three different cameras set up there, you know, by the way, this is going to be so phenomenal because we got three different camera angles. I got one cameraman, but he's running three cameras, so it's not going to just be a stationary shot.
Incredible.
It's going to be just a great looking interview on each one of these people. But he said, Buttar said, so since you got the camera set up, why don't you interview a couple of these families for me? And of course I said, said, no. But then afterwards, of course I will. So we interviewed these families. Now, the first one was a mom whose son is now 9. He has been diagnosed as autistic since he was 2. So we started talking to her about her son and how he's doing. And she's been here, I think, or in North Carolina with Dr. Vitar a little bit over a year. And she teared up. Almost started crying when I asked how the treatments are going. She said, this might not seem like much to most people, but she said, until my son was 7.5 years old, he was in diapers. He couldn't control his bowels. And, we had to have the diapers on him until just last year, until we came to Dr. Vitar. And she said, I can't remember if it was a month or 2 months, but very, very short period of time after they got to Dr. Vitar's that he was able to regain his bowel function and not pee in his pants. And so she said, for the first time since he was born, almost 8 years, I didn't have to change my son's diapers. And she said the progress has just been phenomenal since then. And she just, just the emotion of a mom who's able to see her son progressing is just really heart-wrenching. It's not heart-wrenching. It's touching. It's heart-wrenching, yes, to see the pain that they went through before.
Right, exactly. By the way, that's another reason why, if you're not already planning to do so, meet Dr. Vitar and I at the Autism One Conference May 21st through 25th in Chicago, just by O'Hare Airport. We've got links up in the show notes as well. And TMBRSB and Dr. Vitar all going to be together. What a reunion that will be in Asheville, North Carolina, for the Healing Revolution Summit, sponsored by King Bio and Dr. Frank King. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. It's going to be great. How much time we got left in this first segment, RSB?
Just under a minute. We're wrapping up as we're going outside the box with TMB as he's on the road.
Yeah, we'll get into we'll go from here. We'll go from Charlotte, and we'll hop across country after the break to San Diego. One of the most difficult things has been for me just being away from the family for this 10-day period. It's just, I'm not used to this. I've traveled for a couple of days. Boy, I tell you, I miss Charlene and the kiddos.
Of course.
I don't know how people can travel for.
Oh, I know. When I'm away, I tell you, although my wife says it's okay, it gives me a little bit of a break. I have one less kid to take care of. All right, stick around. We are outside the box. It's Wednesday. Ty Bollinger's on the road, but we got him here with us as we do each and every week. Check it all out. Links to cancertruth.net and more. And this is it, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Back with Ty Bollinger after this.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it. TMB was in San Diego recently. What was he doing in San Diego? There was another cancer conference that allowed him to not only keynote the event, but speak to a lot of good folks for this video documentary reality series that he's involved in now. Ty, we talked a little bit off the air about this event. You didn't know if it was going to be a big, little, or whatever. How did it go?
The San Diego event, the Cure to Cancer Conference, went really well. So it was a great opportunity for me to speak to people in person. I was able to do the keynote speech there Friday night. And one of the very, very cool things about going there was the fact that there were several people that I wanted to interview that I was probably not going to have the time to get to in this 20-plus day travel stint that were all speaking there. So I was able to get Dr. Lieran Keneally, Chris Wark, Burton Goldberg, Bill Henderson, and Doug Kaufman, all in one day. So it saved us five trips, and they were all in one place. So really, really great. But let me tell you, the event was fantastic. One of the things, let me tell you a story that I told up there on stage Friday night. I coach baseball, and I'm Bryce's head baseball coach there with his Little League team, and I'd not missed a game all year. Well, I had to miss the first game. And I said, you guys better appreciate how important this is to me to get this word out that I'm speaking here, because tonight Bryce's team is playing the worst team in the league, and we're the second worst. Neither of our teams had won a game before Friday night.
Right.
I said, it's likely we're going to win, and sure enough, they won. Bryce's team won 17-3 Friday night. So,
wow.
In the whole time I was speaking, Charlene was texting me scores.
Man, I've totally been there, Ty. When I've been out of town and the kids are at a baseball game or soccer or something, and you're not there. And listen, I mean, there are big things that the kids one day look back and they go, well, Daddy was doing some important work, and they understand, but we certainly want to be there for all those events if we can.
Yeah. So here's the interesting thing. So tonight, in just a few hours, I'll be back, because I'm in Chicago now, about to leave, be back in Texas, and Bryce's team tonight plays the same team they played Friday. So I'm hoping I should make it back by first or second inning, so I'm hoping that they get another win and I'm able to see the first win of the game. Before Friday night, we were 0-8.
Yes.
0 wins, 8 losses. So hoping to get back tonight to see that game.
Well, and, you know, listen, it's just like all of this. When the kids are this age, there are some parents that obsess over winning and losing.
Yeah.
You know, we're pretty cool about it. I mean, we love to see our kids succeed, but at the same time, we mostly want to have them have fun, good experience there. And, you know, the kids are playing soccer. It's just funny at Ari's age, my daughter's age, it's like a bunch of birds or bees swarming the field wherever the ball is. You see them, you know, before they get into really passing and things. It's hilarious what you see at that age.
Yeah, I remember those days of soccer. So, it's interesting. You know, when I was picking a team, we did a little draft of the boys before the season. And I saw boys that were really, really good, but they had horrible attitudes. And so I didn't pick them. I could have picked a much better talented baseball team, but I picked the boys based upon their attitude and the respect that they showed towards the adults. So we haven't won many games, but I tell you what, everybody that's seen our team play said, boy, you got a good group of kids. And that's what's matter. We're teaching character.
Beautiful. It's such a big part of life, learning that lesson. So we're out there learning how to cure cancer, how to heal cancer, how to reverse it, how to prevent it. The San Diego conference, you said it went very well, which I'm thrilled to hear.
Great. We traveled from San Diego. Then on I spoke Friday night, Saturday with all day was interviews, and then Sunday traveled up to Five, as they call it in California. You know, they always put the before the highways in California.
Yes.
So we traveled up to Five to Carlsbad, and were able to interview Dr. Patrick Quillen. Oh, I unbelievable interview with him. The man is so knowledgeable about nutrition. You know, he wrote the book Beating Cancer with Nutrition, and it's been an international bestseller for almost 2 decades now. So great interview with him. He's got literally 2 dozen fruit trees growing in his backyard there, from limes to lemons to oranges to guavas, mangoes, avocado, 2 different types of figs, mulberries, raspberries, blueberries. He's got a salad garden where he's got all kinds of greens growing. Just an amazing, amazing property. And Patrick was really, really happy to do this interview for us. He's a good friend and a good man. He's very knowledgeable.
So if I was concerned about you not eating well on this trip, those concerns have just been allayed. You're doing well. And of course, between that and the last place I would expect you to get food that was good for you in Columbia, South Carolina, I'm much relieved. We're going to take a break here. It is Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, including Carnivora and Better Way Health with their beta-1-3D glucan. We love so much to modulate immunity. I bet that Ty's taken a lot of it just to keep him going on the road. We'll be back to find out more after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Guy's on his way home almost, but we got to get outside the box before he goes inside the home to see his family and kids, which, again, thrilled to see that. Lots of love to Charlene and the kids. He's daddy's almost there.
Yes.
But we got to ride through the healing of the people of planet Earth, at least all those that listen to the show each week with us together here. And, you know, you said you went to Carlsbad. You had a great let's say, interaction with Dr. Quinlan. And then up further into L.A., I think you met with G. Edward Griffin.
I did. Let's backtrack, though, real quick to Dr. Quinlan. I just thought about this. During the interview, you know, he took me out in his yard and gave me a really good overview of all the plants that he has and just a beautiful property. And he's got his book, a bush there. I think it's called a Pakistani mulberry. I've never seen fruit like this. It's a mulberry, but the berries are about an inch and a half, 2 inches long. They're shaped kind of like a football, but longer. And so he picked one of these and said, here, taste this. And I taste it. Robert, it was the sweetest, tastiest piece of fruit I've ever eaten. So what we did is I said, man, that'd be a great prop for the interview. So he picked one, and I had it in my hand. And so during the interview, we got to a point where it really fit. And I said, here's a good example of natural food that Dr. Quillen's talking about. And I ate that during the interview, and oh, just amazing. I thought about you when I was eating these fruits that were picked fresh from his yard. Anyway.
You know, it's so funny how whenever you think of me, it's around fruits. What are you saying?
It's funny. I think about you when I'm getting organic, fresh, healthy food. Being friends with you over the last several years has really impacted me as far as just being really cognizant of all of the foods that we put in our body. I was before, but I'm even more now because I'm learning every day how important it is to stay clean all the time. So anytime I'm able to get a nice clean meal while I'm out, I always think about RSB.
Well, that's nice. Hopefully, it's not an annoying thought.
It's not annoying. Definitely not annoying. That's bizarre.
Oh, yes, right, exactly.
So you know, we leave Dr. Quillen's house, and we travel up the 5 to San Clemente, and I was able to stop and meet with Justin and Kate Stellman. Justin and Kate have a radio show, Extreme Health Radio, each day, and I've known them for a couple years just through emails and phone calls, and they've interviewed me several times, but able to stop, and we went and got a glass of fresh juice. You know, of course, California, they've got juice bars everywhere, organic juice bars. So we did that. Then we traveled on up later that night and were able to interview Ian Jacklin with, I Cure Cancer, and he's doing the second documentary film called Baby Killers about the way that they're forcing chemo on children.
Right.
He's highlighting the story of Jay Matthews and Selena in that documentary. So we interviewed Ian. Really, really good time to spend with him. And was able to hook up with my old buddy from 20 years ago in Austin named Mario. He lives out in L.A. now. Then you talked about Edward Griffin.
Yes.
We did. We interviewed him Monday morning. We were able to go out to his house in Thousand Oaks and interview him. And, boy, you talk about a grand slam home run. If you're using a baseball analogy, you know, Ed has done this for so long and just really is able to communicate clearly about nutrition. And he dove deeply into vitamin B17, Laetril, and he really hit the history of the American Medical Association, the Flexner Report, the way that the medicine was co-opted by the Rockefellers and the Carnegies years ago.
Stunning.
Really good interview.
Yeah, I was wondering with Ed, you know, he's been at it, as you said, so long. I mean, if he retired and left and never spoke to anybody again, you'd still be, you know, just in praise of a man like that. But he's still at it. He's still willing to communicate it after all these years. Did he say to you, you know, quietly, I'm just tired of this. I'm out of here.
You know what? I can hardly hear you, man.
Oh, no problem. I was just asking about your interaction with Ed Griffin, about how he's been at it for so many years. How he keeps going, or is he, you know, like I said, is he ready to ride off into the sunset and say, hey, you young guys, take over?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing, Robert, about this was he was really, really happy to do this interview because he said he can't remember the last time somebody interviewed him about cancer. He said it's always about the creature from Jekyll Island.
Gotcha.
And so he was really, really pumped to do this interview, very full of energy, and did a great job communicating about the truths about cancer, the way the medical system's been co-opted. He was really, really happy to do this interview for us. So that was nice. That was nice to get the energy from Ed. His wife, very nice lady. I'm thinking her name is Pat. Yeah. And then Joan, his secretary, who was actually in the midst of suing a large multinational corporation out there in California that was dumping nuclear waste right by her neighborhood, and now she has cancers in her right eye and a lot of other health problems as a result of this. It's kind of like one of those movies where the little person sues the big corporation. She's
right
in the middle of doing that right now. So great opportunity to talk to her. And Joan's actually an artist, and she does some phenomenal painting. She's unfortunately not able to do art anymore because she's lost sight in her right eye because of these cancers that are as a result of nuclear radiation. But she gave me a painting that she did for Brianna of a horse, and so I'm bringing it back today to get to Brianna.
Oh, nice. That's so nice. So we're looking at all of these things culminating in, and again, you're still in the midst of it. You've got more travel to go after you get home for a couple of days, more interviews to do. In Chicago, you're wrapping up with Gary Franchi, our good friend from the Next News Network, and you're going to, I'm sure, appear on his network. He's doing great work out there in the new media.
Hey, man, you know, I cannot hear you at all.
All right, we're
just a mumble.
We're connected to Ty Bollinger again. He's on the road. It's an unusual version of Outside the Box Wednesday. So as we try to work through our connection issues, I was just saying your next phase, you get home for a couple of days, you got to go out and do some more recording. But before you do so, you're going to hook up with our buddy Gary Franchi from the Next News Network doing extraordinary work in the new media.
Yeah, I'm hooking up with Gary here in Chicago. He's going to be interviewing me there at the studio for the Next News Network, and so that's great. I'm glad that this worked out with Gary. Let's backtrack real quick to yesterday, Tuesday. Monday we were able to interview a breast cancer survivor, Shannon Knight, there in L.A., real close to where Ed lived, and so that was a great interview, too. She was actually stage four. This is going to be a very encouraging interview for people on the testimonial day, the day seven of the miniseries. Stage four, metastasis to liver, lungs, lymph, everywhere, all over her body. I've never talked to somebody that had, that the cancer had spread to this extent, that within 6 months she went with natural treatments and completely reversed it. So that was a great interview. Then yesterday, Tuesday, we were in Las Vegas. We drove out to Vegas, interviewed my friend Dr. Daryl Wolfe. He flew down from British Columbia, Canada, interviewed him about the importance of detoxification, which was a fantastic interview with Daryl. Then we drove out to Dr. Keith Scott Mundy's house.
Wow.
Interviewed him, and then we hit Jeffrey Smith about GMOs. So, man, we have just been all over the place getting some amazing interviews, really unique perspectives. But they all have one thing in common, Robert, and the common thread that I'm seeing is everyone sees the importance of detoxification,
mm-hmm.
the immune system, nutrition, giving your body what it needs, avoiding the bad stuff. And then the different protocols, of course, they're all over the board. But they all focus on the same thing.
Same basic concepts.
Providing the body with nutrition.
Yeah, different roads to get there. I said that when people ask me, and I tell them, you need to really detox your liver. They say, Robert, how do I do that? I said, listen, there are 1,000 ways, if not 100,000 ways to do it. You got to find the way that you resonate with. I could tell you casually a few things, but when you're dealing with the intensity of a cancer diagnosis, that is an appropriate place to reach out and seek help from someone who actually is working with you, like the Dr. Batars of the world or the others that you're interviewing here, and ultimately will have that knowledge back into the tribe, so to speak, of humanity, where everybody will tap into it because it will be just second nature, just like eating clean food, which wasn't first nature for me, much less second in my young life, which is why it's become all important for me to overcome the things I had to overcome in my young life.
And, when you speak about that, one of the things, another common thread that I'm seeing, several different doctors have talked about the importance of healthy intestines and healthy gut, and the fact that the gut dysbiosis, the antibiotics are causing this epidemic of cancer as well. And so that's something that you and I are going to hit on hard this weekend, of course.
Yes.
Is that same topic. But I'm finding that same slant from many, many other doctors that I've interviewed.
Yeah, you're right. And we talk about it in many ways, not only the probiotic flora, the beneficial bacteria, but the home for those guys and girls down there. That is the epithelial lining that has been destroyed utterly. By the way, in Natural News has a great article on this very subject about the three things, the three medical procedures that are ruining your long-term health. And all three of them destroy the gastrointestinal lining and more. One, of course, being chemotherapy. Two being vaccines, three being antibiotics. So all of these things are precipitating the very cancers that the cancer industry claims to have a monopoly over, which you're utterly dismantling with this documentary reality series.
Yeah, that's true. They do all damage the gut. Interesting interview. I'm trying to think of the day. It was yesterday with Dr. Wolf in Las Vegas. He talked about the importance of the gut, the immune system being generated in the gut, and he said, the intestines, as he calls it,
yes.
For being from Canada, the intestines are the mother of our organs. And without healthy intestines, without healthy flora, bacteria in your gut, you cannot have good health. So we're going to hit on that hard this weekend when I see you. Can't wait to see you in Orlando, man.
Man, oh, man, I can't believe you're going to be in the neighborhood. This is going to be very exciting to get together like this. So what else do we have? I jumped ahead and around because I can't keep up with your schedule and all the folks that you've been interviewing on this trip. But as I said, you're wrapping up in Chicago with Gary Franchi and the Next News Network. What is the topic of your interview there? They're going to be interviewing you.
You know, I'm not real sure exactly. I know he wants to talk about cancer, of course, and he wants to talk about the documentary, the miniseries that we're doing. So we are going to talk about that. But other than that, I'm not sure. I guess I'm just going to wing it. It's probably going to be something related to this topic. I'm sure he hadn't really told me yet, but I'm guessing that's what it is. Oh, and also, while I'm here in Chicago, having the opportunity to interview Dr. Charles Majors, who's good friends with Dr. David Jockers, and has written a couple books on cancer, and he actually cured his own late-stage brain cancer. So I'm going to get an interview with a doctor who went outside the box, used some kind of a natural method, I'm not sure which one yet, or you know, which combination, and cured brain cancer. So that's going to be really powerful, too.
Hmm. All right, well, we're going to be wrapping it up. We got another segment coming up shortly, and Outside the Box Wednesday will be complete, but the beauty here is, folks, if you don't already know, especially new listeners, you can go back to any one of the shows we've done. They're all available through the archives, through our syndicator at Genesis Communications at GCN, and, of course, naturalnewsradio.com. And there is a lot of healing. The gift of healing has been given and given and given. We'll keep giving it. In the meantime, take a short breather. We'll be back before Ty has to head out and head back home for a couple of days. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's still you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
So, what's left on the agenda for Ty Bollinger in this project? Documentary, feature, what is it going to be? A reality TV series? How do we find out more? And first and foremost, who's left on the list? I mean, you've got quite an array of great folks you've interviewed.
Yeah, well, here's what's left. I'm coming home today. I can't wait to see Charlene. And, hey, hello, Brianna, Bryce, Tabitha, and Charity. I know you're listening. Can't wait to see you kiddos. Can't wait to give you a big kiss, honey. I miss my family for sure. But I'm home 2 days and then head back out and fly into Kansas City to interview Webster Kerr. He is the man that you would know as the cancer tutor from cancertutor.com.
Right.
He's got the most visited alternative cancer website in the world. So cancer tutor, Webster Kerr. Then we're flying out to Orlando, going to interview Casey Krejci on Sunday. And he's Living Fuel guy. He's going to interview me for Living Fuel TV, and I'm going to interview him for the documentary. And I'm going to figure out a way to get you out there, RSB, to introduce you to Casey, because you'd be a great interview on his TV show as well. Then coming out to see RSB, going to come on up to Mount Dora Sunday night and hang out Sunday night. And then Monday, we'll get an interview or two while I'm there with you. And then coming back home Monday, get a few days stay back with the family. And then we are going to head out to New York City, where I'm going to interview Dr. Nick Gonzalez and Dr. Linda Isaacs at their clinic up there in the city. And also going to try to get Jason Vail in person while we're up there. You know, Jason's the B-17 guy that did 5 years in federal pen for selling apricot seeds on his website.
Well, also, we had just a sneak preview Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Guess who's coming back live? Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We haven't heard from him in a few weeks or more. It's been too long. So I'm really excited that you'll get up there to connect with
Doc. If I don't respond to that, I just can't hear what you're saying, Robert.
No worries. Just we got Dr. Nick coming on the show soon, and you're going to see Dr. Isaac.
Dr. Nick coming on the show. I got that. I heard that.
Yep. Excellent. So I've been looking forward when you're back in studio with me so we can get the clarity of relations going. But the information you're throwing out there is so almost overwhelming. Again, we've only scratched the surface of the number of people that you've interviewed and the number of subjects that you've covered related to cancer, cures, prevention, recovery. The question now is, how do we learn more about your project? What website is the place to go?
Yeah, people can learn more about it. It's thetruthaboutcancer.com. I think that at this point, there's just a placeholder website up at thetruthaboutcancer.com. But if you go to thetruthaboutcancer.com/media, M-E-D-I-A, you can see the doctors that I'm interviewing and the patients and the researchers all across the country. That'll give you an idea about the project. I think that within the next couple of days, thetruthaboutcancer.com is going to be live. And we're going to do a really big-time media blitz for about the 2 weeks before the event. And then what the event is from May the 26th through June the 1st, it will be 1 hour per night streamed live on thetruthaboutcancer.com and several other websites, and culminating June the 1st with the 7th day, which is actually National Cancer Survivor Day. And that's the day that's going to be dedicated to all of these face-to-face interviews I've done with cancer survivors, getting their stories. And then what's going to happen is we're going to have, all in all, I guess probably between 30 and 40 hours of footage. So, you know, that's what people will be able to eventually access after the series is over. But we're going to stream an hour live each night. It's going to be phenomenal. It's something that's never been done. I don't know that anybody has ever done a travel across the country interviewing people in their own, you know, businesses, at their homes, in their own comfort zone, talking about cancer in this kind of a manner. So it's something that's really going to impact the world, I think. And so people can just go to cancertruth.net. That's my main website. And I'll have links up as far as where they can go to sign up to see the mini-series for free online.
Well, if you're not excited yet, you're not breathing. You don't have a pulse. I'm thrilled that this is going to be coming out. I just feel for whoever's editing this project with as much footage as you must have to fit it into an hour a night for about 7 days. There's going to be so much more that will probably come out after the fact that will make this one of the most profound reality TV-type opportunities online ever in the realm of cancer and healing in this way. So, Ty, love you lots. Safe journey home. Say hi to the family, and we'll see you in a few days as well.
Hey, we'll do, RSB. Love you too, brother. Can't wait to see you this weekend, man. It's going to be some fun hanging out with you and the family.
All right.
Tell Elijah and Ariana and Angelo.
We'll do it. Rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media. The Robert Scott Bell Show wraps for today, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, where we remind you that the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.